A Vietnam-based film called Full Metal Jacket is being screened. Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop 2. Hellraiser is on, and also Mel Gibson and Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon.
Moving to the Savoy and Angel Heart, which will scare your very soul, it says, as will Nightmare on Elm Street, number 3. The Big Tan is also being screened, and Danny DeVito stars in Tin Men. Also showing tonight, La Bamba.
Morris, John Huston's The Dead, A Chronicle of a Death Foretold, are all in the screen in College Street. And at the screen in O'Connell Street, Rita Bob and Sue 2 is being screened, with Jessica Lange in Crimes of the Heart.
In the Kersigan and Harold's Cross, there's The Untouchables, Peter Swayze and Jennifer Grey in Dirty Dancing, and Crocodile Dundee.
And finally, if you're in Rathmines tonight, why not go to the Stella and choose between Full Metal Jacket or James Belushi and Demi Moore in About Last Night?
Would that have been Debbie Moore?
Please, Demi.
Never mind. Okay, the phone lines. We're now going to the phone line. 606-703 is the phone number. Chris Carey is going to talk to most of the callers. We've got a number of comments which have been made off air. If we get a chance, we'll get to those as well. Let's take the first caller live. No? Okay. First comment, Chris. Jerry Scott from Cranland wants to know, is Nova Power 103 FM going for a license? Are there any car stickers available?
Car stickers, certainly. Going for a license, of course. It would be absurd not to. Whether it'll get one, I think, is entirely up to the performance of myself and the staff that work here and the reaction of the listeners. Do they like it? If it attains a high enough profile, I think it'll be well considered.
Well, he does say in the same breath that he thinks the merger between Nova and Energy is excellent and adds it's great to hear Nova back. Derek Lynch called from Ballyfermot. He likes the idea of the merger and wishes Nova Power 103 FM the best. I'll run very briefly through the programme lineup before we go back to the phones. Breakfast show tomorrow, that's 7 to 11, a new time. Cassidy Jones, Bob Gallico and Lisa Moore on The Breakfast Club. Followed 11 to 2 by Pat Courtney. Followed 2 to 6 by Tony McKenzie. 6 to 7 each weekday evening, Dublin Today becomes a regular feature. That's followed by Schools Out with John O'Hara. And through the night, from midnight to the new time of 7 a.m. is Liam Coburn. Okay, a couple of other questions we have. Ray Tyndall phoned from a car telephone, by the way. He says he's irritated at the extent of advertising on commercial radio. Any comments on that?
Well, you can't have commercial radio without advertisements. There's two ways of looking at it. If you saturate, I think in this country they're going to allow, was it 9 minutes, an hour or 10? Which is actually a minute longer than England.
10.
And 3 minutes shorter of America. But the Americans have learned that although they're allowed to play 13 minutes an hour of advertising, it is too much. They usually go for about 7 minutes or 6 minutes. Listening to all stations in Dublin, they normally seem to be playing themselves about 7 or 8 minutes. It's about as much as a listener can take. There's another angle to it, of course, is charge more and have less on. The number one station in Los Angeles just charges heaven and earth for one spot, but they only run about 3 minutes an hour. A lot of music, not many ads, a lot of bucks to buy them.
So what happens then to the small-time advertiser who can't afford to pay the big bucks? Does that exclude him?
It would do if you went up that road. I think in the real world of commercial radio, it is expected that the local shop, the local small company, has a rate card that is a great deal less than the corporates that can write bigger checks. So certainly commercial radio should not exclude people that can only afford for their business turnover £300 or £400 a week and really expect to get good value for that. In London, it's absurd that Capital Radio, that supposedly is the local radio station, charges something like £2,500 a commercial. What possible chance have they got of bringing in small people? Hence, there are no small people on Capital Radio. It's all the big ones. At least Dublin for the last 7 years has had a mixture.
You've actually made some changes as programme consultant to the type of programming that we're running during the daytime, and you've in particular increased the amount of airtime which is given over to news, current affairs, community information, things like that. Would you like to briefly outline which way we're going in those?
I think all stations in Dublin, the major three, have gone up a CHR road, contemporary hit radio, with less and less content because it doesn't cost much to play records. The content does cost money and time and effort. I think it got to the point that you didn't need to listen to any three stations because nobody informed anybody of anything except what's in the top 10. I think the formula we want to put together is if you're not listening to Nova, you don't know what's going on because every other link will be telling you something you might want to know. As far as Dublin Today, it's great to have that back on the air again. News has always been very good on Energy, now Nova. That's never been too difficult. Except the other 17 newsreaders work for the other side now, but they keep coming, and they'll keep going, I guess.
Okay,
there will be a lot more content.
Let me stop you there and just go to the phones, because there is somebody who'd like to make a comment. Hello there, who's calling?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name, please?
Dara Clemenger.
Okay, you're through to Chris Carey. What would you like to say?
I'm just glad that Radio Nova's back, because, and I hope to get a license, because it plays great music.
You're lovely, thanks very much.
I would pay a request.
Not at this moment.
After 7 o'clock.
We'll call John
O'Hara back on Schools Out after 7 o'clock, and
okay,
we'll see if we can get a request for you then. Okay, I suppose you're making a bit of history because you're the first person to call live to Dublin today. Thanks a lot for your call.
Thank you. The phone
line's still open on 606703. Somebody else wants to know when we get some jingles. They want some Nova Power 103 FM jingles.
I take the point. I saw the chap that rang in. Yes, the jingles are somewhat dated. They're a year and a half old, or perhaps longer than that. It's a year and a half since anybody's heard them, and they do go back about 3 years. They're excellent jingles. They're actually almost the same as the BBC, in fact, use. They will change, and there will be Nova Power jingles. They're not at hand at the moment. Things being equal, they will be ordered. There's another comment I wanted to talk about. Somebody said he liked Nova Separate and Energy to stay the same. Where was that one? I agree with his comment that, I think it was this one. This is Andrew Mansfield again. He said it. He liked very much Energy Power 103 on its own, and he only found out recently that Radio Nova was back on the air. He doesn't see the need for the two stations to join. In the real world, I would say no, it would be much better if they were separate. But there's not the finances to do it, and if you've read the bill or read comments in the paper, there's only going to be two stations, maybe three at most, in the Dublin area. So it's far better to condense and compile the thing together and try and make something out of... Oh, am I getting this across really? Yes, I would like
make
to see...
Make the best of the event resources.
I'd like to see Nova on its own, and I would like to see Energy on its own, and Q and Sunshine, all competing, Triple TR, Class, Heartbeat, have I missed anybody out? They seem to be the big stations that people are listening to and like, and they're all sufficiently different. It would be, I don't know, going backwards, I suppose, if we end up with a situation where there are two radio stations, and you have to wait for a specific time to get your country records that you know come on Sunday afternoon. Right now, you can get them wherever you want to.
OK, Dublin Today, 5 minutes to seven. Back to the phones again. Hello, who's calling Dublin Today, please?
Hello, Morris Graham.
Hello, Morris, just one sec. OK, let's try again. Hello, Morris?
Hello, how are you?
Hi. OK.
Have you got your radio on?
Sorry. Have you got a radio on? If you have...
It's been turned off now.
OK, good man, because that's what's causing the noise.
They cut us off.
OK, you're live now. What would you like to say?
Chris, back onto the airwaves.
Yeah, I'm here.
It's great to see him back after all these years.
Well, thank you very much.
Like Novo, it was the forerunner.
Thank you. I think it's a lot easier for me this time because I don't have all the pressures and responsibilities that I had before. Yeah. Whether I got them right or wrong is irrelevant, but I have always enjoyed the programming of it and pushing young people and getting them to really achieve, and which they are well able to do. This time I just sit back and say, I think that was the wrong thing to do. I don't have to write checks. I don't have to bother with the logistics of running the radio station. I'm only concerned in what it sounds like and that people are getting what they want. From now on, the listener will have a lot more input to what is actually going to happen. Thank you. I hope we do too.
Okay, Morris, thank you very much indeed for calling Dublin Today. Still time to get your call in. It's about 4 minutes to seven. It's Dublin Today on 606703. That's 01 if you're calling from outside the city. Since we have a couple of seconds in hand, could you speculate and say roughly how many stations you feel can survive in a Dublin market, realistically?
Well, eight are surviving at the moment, and they're not actually getting all the advertising money that's available because Aer Lingus, Guinness, for some reason, best known to themselves, one or two banks, the telephone company, can't advertise or choose not to. It's quite obvious really why they can't. That's quite a lot of revenue that is going elsewhere, was not really being used. Radio's a great immediate thing to use. So I think that would bring another £5,000, £7,000, £10,000 back into the marketplace every week. If eight stations can survive and pay wages and PRS and PPI and so on at the moment, it would be. I think it's going backwards. It's so hard. England and Ireland both have this thing that we don't want competitive commercial radio. We want one state radio, and we maybe want one commercial radio to say there is a balance, there's no monopoly. I hate to harp on about the American way of life, but which I don't particularly like living in America, by the way. They just have great radio. They just have so much choice, and people would think it was crazy if they didn't have it. They're so used to it.
OK, hold on. Back to the phones one last time. Hello there. Who's calling Dublin Today? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. I was wondering why, first of all, did you start off on 100 Sky, Nova, the Hot 100, all compact disc music, and then all of a sudden merge with Energy, all of a sudden?
It seemed to be the most sensible thing to do. There's going to be both. I mean, Brian McKenzie and a group of people set up Radio Nova, which I thought was perhaps a good idea, and I was going to help them out and see if we could recreate Nova. There's not a lot of time left to create anything. Here is Energy, you know, number one, number two, depending which set of research you look at, with a high profile, a lot of great talent, up and running. It seemed more sensible when the approach was made to say, OK, we'll join forces. CDs, if you're thinking we're going to not use the CDs, they're going to be very much used. There's over 1,500 CDs in this building now, and two very good CD players. You will hear a lot of CDs on Nova Power 103.
OK. Thank you very much for your call.
Back on as well.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you for your call. Thank you everyone who called in this evening, and thank you indeed, Chris Carey, very much.
Thanks for the job.
Tomorrow evening we'll be talking to one of the city's leading advertising agencies about the advertising and publicity industry. Plus, we'll be featuring the Gig Guide and some of the best young Irish bands currently on the scene. Join us on Dublin Today from 6 to 7 tomorrow evening. The news is next from Lisa, from Tina and me. Good evening.
Dequadin is a throat lozenge, specially formulated to soothe away the irritating pain of sore throats. Dequadin is a throat lozenge which not only eases the pain, but quickly and effectively wipes out the causes of that pain. Dequadin is strong and effective. Dequadin, the throat lozenge. Dequadin, available only from your chemist.
Hey. Have you ever noticed the way anything in this city that has any kind of style or originality about it isn't there 5 minutes without other people wanting to be right there alongside? You take New York, New York now. Hasn't it got the ILAC Center standing there rubbing shoulders with it? And Marks and Spencer right opposite? I tell you, if it wasn't for the fact that Mary Street is pedestrianized, they'd be running coach parties to New York, New York. Still, I suppose that's the penalty for having the best burgers in Dublin. Know what I mean?
Warren Beatty is Lyle Rogers. Dustin Hoffman is Chuck Clark.
We're not singers. We're songwriters.
Chuck was unlucky in life.
Life isn't that bad. I just have a lot of pain.
Lyle was unlucky in love.
Women don't like me.
Now their luck is about to change in Ishtar.
This is the oasis.
Does this look like an oasis to those vultures?
Ishtar.
An epic tale of love, intrigue, heroism, and the wacky world of the music business. Starts this Friday at the Savoy.
Independent radio news at 7 o'clock with Lisa Moore. Good evening. One of the men detained yesterday by Gardaí in Granard, County Longford, is now appearing in Longford District Court. He's due to be charged as a result of a warrant issued by the RUC. Dermot Finucane is one of the 38 men who escaped from the Mays prison in 1983. Meanwhile, in County Cavan, the Army and Gardaí have surrounded the Cavan offices of a solicitor, Cormac Dunn. It's believed that Mays escapee Paul Anthony Kane is holding legal consultations with Mr. Dunn. It's understood a new warrant for Kane's arrest is on its way from the north this evening. And Thomas Joseph Cox, a 44-year-old father of three from Moyne, County Longford, was charged today with membership of the IRA and with the possession of firearms and ammunition at his home last Monday. He appeared today in the Special Criminal Court in Dublin. The teachers' unions have warned the government not to worsen the pupil-teacher ratio. This comes despite last night's government defeat in the Dáil on the programme for national recovery. The INTO said today their campaign against cuts in primary education will continue until such time as the proposed changes were withdrawn. The secondary teachers' union, the ASTI, also warned against any worsening of the pupil-teacher ratio in secondary schools. The union said action would be taken against the government on this issue. Disagreement among party whips on the date for the extradition bill debate now seems that it means that the treaty will come automatically into effect next week. It also means there will be no safeguards for Irish citizens extradited to Britain to face charges. The debate is to begin on Friday and is expected to be passed tomorrow week. Last night, the opposition parties said they wanted more time to discuss the implications of government proposals in relation to the bill. In particular, they're concerned about the role of the Attorney General in the extradition process. A spokesman for the Dublin Bus Company has announced that the 45A bus route between Dunleary and Bray will be operated as a driver-only service from tomorrow. The route was at the centre of last weekend's strike, which resulted in thousands of commuters in the south and southeast of the city being left without a bus service. Dublin's weather, showers of rain, sleet or hail this evening and tonight with some clear spells also. It'll be cold with a sharp to severe ground frost. Winds are fresh to gusty and north to northwesterly in direction, with temperatures falling overnight to between -3 and +2 degrees Celsius. Independent radio news at 7:03. Radio Nova.